山花开花又落，多少风 is what I think can safely be called a WHRB exclusive, thanks to Andrew Jones, who recorded it in Beijing, right, in the capital, on July 28th, 1990. And that was an artist called He Yong. What can you tell us about this artist, Andrew?
He Yong is probably the most radical of the rock and roll musicians in Beijing. He's a self-styled punk. He has spiky hair. He waves his guitar around on stage. And he's most famous for a song called Garbage Dump, Lajitang, which likens Chinese culture to a garbage dump and proposes that we tear it down.
Oh, pleasant. Wow, but indeed radical. Prior to that, we heard once again from Cui Jin, It's Not That I Don't Understand, from New Long March Rock. And before that, Ai Jing with Xin Tian Yo, which is, I guess, part of the Northwest Wind trend. Andrew, how do you want to describe that trend?
That was the most popular style of mainstream pop music in China starting in 1988. It sort of died down now, but it was a fusion of disco and Northwest Chinese folk melodies, which sort of freed China of its reliance on sentimental Hong Kong and Taiwanese music.
So positive trend. And first in the set, Cui Jin once again with False Monk, again from New Long March Rock. Anything you want to say about this song? False Monk, I guess it can also be...
False Monk.
Is it allegorical?
Probably. False Monk is interesting because Cui Jin uses a Chinese zither called the guzheng to great effect, as he does in some other songs.
So again, a composite of traditional elements and a more contemporary sounds. That's what makes this music so interesting and so enchanting, I guess. Well, there are only about 50 minutes remaining to this program. I hope you're enjoying it as much as we are. Again, comments, questions can be directed to us directly in the studios. 495-4818 is the number. You're tuned to WHRB in Cambridge. We're going to move on here with Qi Qin.
我是一匹来自北方的狼，走在无垠的旷野中，心里的北风吹过，慢慢的黄沙掠过。我是一匹来自北方的狼，走在无垠的旷野中，凄厉的北风吹过，慢慢的黄沙掠过，我只有咬着旷野中，凄厉。
何不如此静静寥寥换得幻世何不
唱着花儿香，听我来唱一唱，唱一唱，来到了南泥湾，南泥湾好地方，好地方。
Jen with a song called 91, and that's from his album called Solution.
91 was actually a revolutionary song from the 40s, I think. The first time Sui Jin got banned from doing performances, it was because Communist Party officials were very angry that he did a rock version of the song.
That he sort of reclaimed it or something.
Right.
Or what's the word? Sort of, I guess it was sort of sacrilege on his part, or so they interpreted it. Prior to that, we heard two Taiwanese artists, I suppose. Is that right, Andrew?
Mm-hmm.
Two Taiwanese artists.
The first one was Hou Dejian. He was doing sequel to Descendants of the Dragon. Descendants of the Dragon was an incredibly popular song of his. This was the sequel. Hou Dejian was famous for participating in the hunger strike at Tiananmen. He had emigrated to mainland China from Taiwan, and after having gotten in political trouble in mainland China, he went back to Taiwan. Before that was Qi Qin doing his song Wolf, which was, according to a lot of student leaders, very inspirational in their finding themselves and finding a political consciousness during 1989 and before.
Okay. We're going to move on here with Ai Jing, and there's a half hour remaining to this program. You're tuned to WHRB in Cambridge. This is Like a Knife.
Oh,
That was Zhang Yimou, the director of Zhudou, the movie that was playing in Harvard Square a while back, singing Sister Go Bravely Forward, Mei Mei Ni Da Dan De Wang Qian Zou. That is a song of the Northwest Wind. Before that, we heard another Northwest Wind song from an earlier movie by Zhang Yimou called The Sedan Chair Song, sung by Wang Di. And the first song of the set was Ai Jing singing My Beloved Hometown, one of the most popular songs of that style. We'll really end with Guxiang. We'll go on now to the Tutu Band, more rock from Beijing.
Don't